Yeah, I mean, you said, the market can't, quote, go up forever. Well, I mean, in theory, it actually can. I mean, and now let me be completely clear on that. There are bull markets, there are bear markets, and nothing goes up in a straight line. I mean, you can have the market go down for 10 years or more, whatever. But what is the stock market? The stock market is a collection of companies. It's a collection of companies that have products. They sell things. They bring in revenues. They have earnings. I mean, there's tangible value there. I mean, this is not just this, abstract thing. I mean, the stock market is a collect. It's a market of stocks. It's a collection of companies, and those companies have some kind of intrinsic value. Now, investors' perception of that value changes, and one day you think a company's worth a gazillion dollars, the next day you think it's only worth half that. But the fact is, there is a fundamental, underlying intrinsic value there. So if you're, in the market for 50 years, probably even 30 years, maybe even 20, it's almost a, air quote, guarantee that the market will go up over that period. I mean, nothing is ever guaranteed, of course, but there's a pretty good shot, right? I mean, at least that, barring nuclear war or something, I mean, these companies should continue to grow over the coming decades. But when you're looking at something like Bitcoin, which isn't even, I've made similar arguments, even for gold, that there's no guarantee gold ever goes up, but at least gold does have some industrial uses. It has, it's used for jewelry. I mean, gold does have tangible
And other
use. It's
metals,
hard.
right?
Other metals as well, sure. I mean,
Silver,
commodities.
platinum,
Yeah,
palladium.
I mean, the overall trend for commodities over the last, call it 200 years, has actually been down because, people have become so much more efficient. Industry has become so much more efficient, and we've just become so much better at pulling this stuff out of the ground that, commodity values in, inflation-adjusted terms have actually fallen over the last 200 years. But you could argue that, hey, at least there's some tangible value there. When you're looking at something like Bitcoin, I mean, there's no basis. I mean, there is no fundamental value. I mean, there's scarcity. There's the fact that there is a limited number of Bitcoin, sure, but there were a limited number of Beanie Babies for that matter. I mean, whatever. I mean, there's a limited number of assorted late 1980s and early 1990s baseball cards that I wasted my entire childhood allowance on. And there's no, being a finite number does not necessarily mean that that's a guarantee the price will go up if there's just no fundamental underlying demand. And those baseball cards that I think got thrown out, I don't even know at this point. They may still be sitting in an attic somewhere. I don't know. But anyway,
Well,
those,
maybe you should dig them out, Charles. You might find yourself being
oh, I
surprised.
remembered what baseball cards I had, and I did Google their value not too long ago, and I mean, they're not worth the paper they're printed on at this point. I mean, there were a few that had some value, but the vast majority were so mass-produced in that era that they have absolutely no value. But
You
I
probably ruined
digress.
the best one by, clipping it into the spokes of your bicycle. Remember how they used to
No,
take the
I was
cards
a child of
and
the 80s, not a child of the 50s. We didn't do that sort of thing in the 80s, but, oh,
I
good
know
night.
there
This
are
is
people
a.
out there that know what I'm talking about, though.
I re oh, there's plenty of them. I think my parents did that for sure. But I remember being a kid in the 1980s with my little baseball hat, thinking I was a big shot, trying to negotiate with the baseball card store owner about the value of whatever. I mean, so and so's rookie card. And I mean, that seemed so important back then, and now it just seems so completely silly and ridiculous.
Well, it
And I
might have
have a
been a good
feeling
lesson for you, though. That
it
probably
was
was
a
one of
very good lesson. You better
your
believe it
first
was. It was a
finance
fine lesson.
lessons. Yeah, a
Yeah,
good
it
finance
was a
lesson.
fantastic lesson. And I would just say, so many objects of speculation feel the same, years later. I mean, there's that stock you bought that now just seems utterly ridiculous. I don't know, pets.com back in the 90s. Sorry, Peggy, this is gonna sting, but Snapchat, that one, more recently. Sorry, had to go there. But I mean,
Yeah, it
there's
does
always
hurt.
that stock that you look back and you're like, what on earth was I thinking to ever, put good money into that? I have a
Well,
feeling Bitcoin is just gonna be the same. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, this is sort of uncharted territory, and I'm the first to admit I could be wrong. But I don't think I am on this. I think a year from now, people will be embarrassed to admit how much money they lost in Bitcoin. I mean, like, now they're bragging about it. They're smug. People that are making money in Bitcoin are very smug. And, hey, you know what? I don't blame them. They're making money. I mean, good for them. Have, you know, enjoy while it lasts, guys. Good for you.
Well, but I'm going to tell you what happened with Snapchat, okay? Because we know Bitcoin's not going to end good, okay? At some point, it's not going to end. But I'm going to tell you what happened with Snapchat and why that I would sit there and go, why in the world would I buy that? It's because I made an age-old mistake that many investors make. I followed someone else's advice, you know, not even their advice.
Stock tip.
It was the herd. And we tell people all the time, you know, you don't want to follow the herd, you don't want to follow the herd. But in a sense, I think at least for the last year and maybe longer, because this market, this bull market has been crazy, haven't we all been part of the herd? Those of us that maybe are dumping our money into stocks?
Yeah, and the difference is, you know, if you're dumping money into stocks now, just go into it with the mentality of a trader. Just tell yourself, look, I don't know where this bull market ends. I don't know. But I know I'm willing to risk this much. And, you know, if I hit my stop losses or, you know, certain criteria happen, you know, look, I'll sell if the market does X, Y, and Z. Whatever those rules are for you. I mean, every investor kind of has their own set of rules. But whatever those rules are for you, just make sure you stick with them. Because, look, I mean, there's definitely pockets of value out there. There's plenty of them. I mean, I got a portfolio full of stocks right now that I think will do very well over the next year, even if the overall market does poorly. That's, you know, I feel comfortable with that. But I'm keeping stop losses a little bit more aggressively than I normally would. You know, I have some – I'm willing to relax a stop loss in a few cases if it's a stock that – I'm buying it for the dividend. I am absolutely 100% certain the dividend is safe. Mm-hmm. That's rare, by the way. I mean, it's hard to ever really be 100% sure on stuff like that. Right. But, you know, for example, like a conservative REIT or something, you can usually be pretty careful. You can be pretty confident. But, yeah, I mean, bottom line, this is a time to be careful. It doesn't mean you got to sit on your hands. Just be careful.
All right. Well, we are going to take another break, but